On behalf of all the priests gathered here with their brother, the deacons, and our whole parish community, I want to offer to you, Martha, our deepest condolences, our love for you and for your family. David, Renee, Brian, Steve, and Rhonda, your spouses and your children. Special welcome to all of you, especially any of you who maybe aren't Catholic. We hope that you'll be comfortable worshiping God today, thanking God for the life of Deacon Len, and praying for the happy repose of his soul. I remember in seminary the first time I saw Deacon Len. I saw his shiny head and heard his raspy voice. And I thought, who is this guy? Little did I know that about 10 years later, he would become one of my best friends. And I came to know the man that would change my life, and I know changed many of yours. And I found myself thinking the other day when he passed away as I was driving home from the house, how many people has he baptized? Many of you here. How many souls was he instrumental in helping Jesus Christ save, especially when they were near death? How many people did Deacon help rescue from their addictions, whether they be to substances or to sin? How many people did he walk through with trials? And yet Deacon knew the source that empowered him to do all those things, the grace of Jesus Christ. I had the opportunity earlier this week to sit down with Martha and her children to visit about Deacon's life and their memories of him. And there were many, so many aspects of his life worth mentioning. David did a great job of sharing so many of them last night. But there were four that really stood out to me, I think, particularly as a priest. The first being that he could take nothing and make it into something, you guys said. Whether it be a story or a joke, a porcelain dog, a reflection. I remember how he would write his reflections in the bulletin and in these last few years on the website. And he would take a simple idea and turn it into a grand theme. And in this way, he was creative. Is this not a beautiful reflection of the divine? Isn't that how God is defined as being creative, taking nothing and making it into something? And remember that Deacon Len is created in the image of God. We are all created in his image, and so we are all called to be creative with God. In something as evident as being co-creative with Martha and bringing forth children into the world, or bringing new life to children through baptism. We are all called to be creative with God. Another thing that you mentioned to me is how loving and compassionate he was to everyone. Whether in the hospital, in AA, or his family, whether Catholic or non-Catholic. Martha, you specifically said that he was a friend to everybody. And I think that's something, especially in our time, that's exactly what the Holy Father, Pope Francis, is trying to get across to us. That we don't have to agree with somebody or support their sin to love them. That God is calling us to reach out in love, and that's exactly what helps souls come to God. And Deacon did that very well. Maybe one of the most striking things about Deacon's life is that he knew the value of marriage. And I say the value because he knew what marriage had done for him. He knew what unconditional love had done for him. your love, Martha. And he loved you so much. And your faithfulness to him was a great gift from God, and he knew that. He knew that and he valued it. You see, marriage has the ability to mediate the presence of God. Genesis 1 reminds us that God created man in the image of himself. In the image of God, he created him male and female. He created them. Martha, you with Deacon were a beautiful image of God's love. And it was not only visible in your relationship with one another, especially your unconditional love towards him, but also in your marriage, welcoming others into that relationship, reaching out to others, ministering to others as a couple. You were able to bring God's presence to so many people. In these last 6 weeks, Deacon was at home, suffering, trying to just catch his breath, trying to stay awake many times. And yet he continued to minister to others. Many of you visiting him, but not just you visiting him, but him visiting with you. In today's gospel, Jesus is hanging on a cross next to two thieves. Two people who he doesn't support their sin, but he shows them unconditional love, and he does it with his very last breaths. In his suffering, he was still ministering to people. God calls us to do the same. In fact, sometimes the greatest ministry we do is when we are suffering. When you look at a picture of Deacon Len, or if you look at his empty chair, when you miss him, remember it is not what you have lost, but what you have gained. Because what we have gained by being privileged to be part of Deacon's life is we've gained just a glimpse into the divine. We have each gained an example of how to live our lives by cooperating with God and creating and helping to recreate the world, by being loving and compassionate to each person we encounter, by giving our marriages and all our relationships over to God so that we may mediate the presence of the divine to others, and by ministering to the suffering in our suffering. We may have lost Deacon Len for a short time, but we have gained much more. An example of how to live. Like Deacon Len touched so many lives, let our lives do the same. Let our lives reach out with the love of the divine and bring others to Christ like Deacon Len.